News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Does cash remain king, or is there an entire generation coming up behind now that will never actually handle cash at all? A founder of the Money Doctors, John Lowe, is with us on the line. Morning to you, John. And independent TD Matty McGrath is with us as well. I mean, it is a march of progress, John, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it's interesting, $25 billion worth of contactless payments. Half of them were made by mobile wallets. And like I have on my phone, I have my corporate card, my personal card, my debit card. And, you know, I can't remember the last time I actually took out the actual debit card itself to use, because I just use my phone all the time. I'm more into convenience rather than privacy. And even though I recognize, obviously, that I don't think we'll actually ever get rid of cash, it's very handy. I mean, I brought Sterling over to London last May to see a Tottenham Hotspur football club match. And I went in, the first thing I was greeted with was Tottenham Hotspur football stadium is a cashless stadium. And I couldn't use any of my Sterling. So, I mean, even, right, you know, car parks, retailers, I mean, they're getting now to the stage where they don't want your cash. And they just want, you know, your digital. So the digital footprint has been left for the whole time.
Oh, and it saves them money as well, because they don't have to handle the cash. Matty McGrath, I'm presuming, like everybody else, you will tap occasionally, but you think cash has an important role to play?
Of course I do, and I will tap occasionally, and I do. But I just, it's a matter of progress, you said, definitely, and we'll never stop it. But it's alarming as far as I'm concerned, because the banks, you know, have less staff, and this publication is done by the Irish Banking Federation, and obviously it suits them. They'll get the money immediately, and, you know, and it's clean to handle. It has many benefits, but I think we should make haste slowly and remember, if we have digital, if we have cyber attacks or digital crashes or power outages, where do we go with our mobile phones then? I mean,
much of the card, but would you respect the card? Your card won't work, your phone won't work, so you're saying still keep the cash in the pocket?
Yes. My point. Well, we may have cyber attacks, and we have had them, so it's not, which so much uncertainty in the world with unfortunate wars and everything. Nobody knows. So cash is king as far as I'm concerned, and it's a pity John needn't go to London to a soccer match. You see it at GA Stadium as well. They don't take it. Pound match penalise people if they didn't pay my card or charge €5 extra. So it's discrimination against people with cash. But look, on the Cork Dublin train, you can't get a cup of tea without a card. I mean,
Matty, we went long enough without having a cup of tea on the train. I was just delighted to see it back, however we pay for it. John Lowe, on that point, if I can go to you, there is an argument to be made that perhaps it is a bit discriminating if you have cash in your pocket and they won't accept it. I mean, there is a rule about accepting legal tender. Cash is our legal tender.
Yes, they have. And of course, in France and Spain, refusal to accept is now actually a legal offence, Jonathan. Even Sweden and Norway, which have the lowest use of cash in Europe, are recognising that some people still prefer or need to use cash. But could you imagine your local corner place where you buy your drugs and you have to tap a machine to get your drugs? I mean, that would be the ideal, whereby we see the end of drugs, because they're essentially dealing in cash. So there are some actually pros and cons. As I said, it's more for me, it's convenience. I mean, I like the idea of, you know, going into a car park where I don't have to even roll down the window. You know, the barrier comes up because it's a digital acceptance.
What about that, Matty McGrath? The black economy, the plumbers doing nixers, the drug dealers on the side of the street. If we moved entirely to cashless, those problems go away.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be a utopian world? It would be a problem. Don't worry. There'd be a very creative way for drug dealers in order to get to manage their merchandise. But look, seriously, I just am concerned for the young people, especially coming up, that they won't have the experience of cash on their communion day. We can't tap on their confirmation day or whatever birthdays. We can't do a tap on their...
You can revolute them, Matty.
Yeah, you can. But look, it's a different situation. I just would urge caution here. And, you know, we're really going on a mad binge. We don't know what we're spending. And I would just tap. It's not a good way to train young people to learn how to manage their money. You know what you have in your wallet. You know what you have when you finish, but you do a night out tapping, God knows what you spent. And
John Law, you spent years, John Law, trying to educate me on how to mind my money. And now I have to agree with Matty. I'm losing all sense of rhyme or reason when I'm just tapping, tapping, tapping.
Well, there's a certain element of that. But you've done well, Jonathan, in fairness here, from my education. But I think that, you know, you mentioned their Revolut, Unpost Money. I mean, those companies have facilitated by the immediate availability of transfers. There used to be a time, you know, when you transfer money over to your current account, and it would take 3 working days for it to get in. Now it's instant. So that really does help as well. So there's a lot of things that are compiling together that are actually helping. I mean, I went into a restaurant there recently, and the lady who was serving us, who was brilliant, she wouldn't take a tip on the machine. She wanted cash. So I had to facilitate. Unfortunately, I had cash with me. But I mean, that's, fair enough, you know, where, you know, they are making, like hairdressers and people like that who are used to getting a tip. I don't think that will ever go away, Jonathan, but I still like the convenience of cash.
Well, I think everybody likes convenience, but at the same time, there's a lot to be said for the cash in your pocket, good old-fashioned cash. John Law, Matty McGrath, thank you very much for joining us. Do you think we'll ever go fully cashless in society, and would it be to the detriment of us all? I mean, there's an entire generation coming up behind you, I think, will never handle cash, and they might make the decision for us. 53106 for your text messages, 087 1400106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.